How are you, Chester? Are you a white Monopoly capital puppet?
I am. I'm glad you could acknowledge it. You used to work at ENCA, so you know what that's like.
No comment. So in South Africa, ultimately, I would say not even three, you've got four politicians. Jacob Gedleyihle Zuma, Helen Zille, Cyril Ramaphosa, Julius Sello Malema.
Yeah.
Those are the four politicians who've arguably been there and changed the landscape of this country.
They completely
politically
changed.
Oh, what a head one.
No, but he had it over any fans with.
Oh,
it was called Razmatazma Vazvaz.
But I'm saying the ANC does not appeal to the vast majority of the black middle class. They donated that particular strata away because of the errors that they did whilst they were in power.
Halala, here we are for another episode of Real Problem with Chester missing a puppet on the internet. Please make sure you like and subscribe, because a puppet alone on the internet is a really sad idea. I'm very honored to have one of South Africa's top journalists, the amazing Samkele Maseko. Hey, Samkele, how's it?
How are you, Chester? Are you a white Monopoly capital puppet?
I am. I'm glad you could acknowledge it. You used to work at ENCA, so you know what that's like.
No comment.
No comment. That's what my white Monopoly capital puppets say. Listen, Samkele, the DA and the ANC, are they different parties or are they like Pepsi and Coke? Same thing, different label.
Same thing, different label.
Yeah,
same economic policies, but same thing, different label.
Same thing, different label.
They've got the same economic policy, particularly when you look at what they're trying to do with state-owned enterprises, Transnet, PRASA, SAA, Danel, with this public-private partnership, triple Ps, and it ultimately tells you what they're doing with opening up South Africa's rail industry to private sector operators to use their locomotives, to use South Africa's rail industry in order to increase our exports to the international market. So they are continuing with the exporting of jobs rather than reindustrializing and keeping our jobs internally.
Listen, what has the GNU government done that's right? And you can be honest, I promise not to call you a coconut for your answer.
What have they done right? Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I think the answer was already said there. If that delay was any longer, I would think I was on the Cell C cell phone network. You had GNU shedding for 2 seconds. That was, if that delay was any longer, it would be a Ramaphosa response to Mkhwanazi. If that delay was any longer, it would be Helen Zille talking about apartheid reparations. That's amazing.
All we can say.
Why did you delay so long? Are they that cock?
No, I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't say they're cock. I wouldn't say they're great. I would say they're challenges. But they've really done well when it comes to the revival of South African Airways. SAA is profitable again. They're growing. They're flying.
Oh, wow.
Globally, once
That's
again.
That's a positive thing. I didn't even realize
that. SAA, they've done exceptionally well.
You're not all negative doom and gloom. Okay. Because your Twitter handle is Lord of the Media. So I thought you're going to... No, everyone's a bastard. Get out of here.
No. We must give credit where it's due. SAA, they've done exceptionally well. When it comes to Eskom, Dr. Hosiyantso Ramogokpa-Sputla has done very well when it comes to the revival of making sure that we've got electricity where we are and that there's
that
no load
turns
shedding.
Me on.
Dan Morakane,
it's an electricity joke.
Dan Morakane, the chief executive officer of SAA, he's done exceptionally well. And the entire board of, rather, Eskom, the entire board of Eskom, the CEO of Eskom, Dan Morakane, has done exceptionally well. Whether we like it or not, Philip as well, Ms. Phillips, has done exceptionally well as to a relative extent.
Who's Ms. Phillips? She sounds like a screwdriver.
CEO... CEO of Transnet. CEO of Transnet.
I forgot about
group,
them.
Group Chief Executive Officer.
I thought they sold that off to the Guptas years ago. That's fantastic.
Look at
all the good news that you found out today. That's why you watch this podcast, you lazy bastards.
So some SOEs are performing very well, but unfortunately, SOEs are not at the core face of service delivery. What is at the core face of service delivery is our municipalities. Joburg, they are trying, not where it should be.
Trying is a very kind word. I find
it's very
trying.
Kind.
That's what
it's
I mean.
Very
by trying.
Kind.
It's not they're trying. I'm feeling like I'm trying. I mean, there's potholes the size of a fire pool in Kandla. They're on William Nickel or whatever they want.
And they say there are big potholes as big as swimming pools for frogs.
Yes. So. I don't know why they said frogs. I heard that they actually called the one pothole, Kenny Koneni Sahat. That's what they called it.
Oh, is he still around?
Yes, Kenny Koneni. They called the one pothole Kenny Koneni Sahat. Oh. And then I said on TikTok, Kenny Koneni Sahat's real name is Gayton McKenzie. Oh, and then this is the weirdest part, Samkele. Then carte blanche phoned me and said they want to use my TikTok in that Carte Blanche episode where I call it Gaten is Kenny Sakhat. This country's gotten.
I saw a huge pothole that one of the reporters, producers at Carte Blanche was literally swimming in that particular pothole and was at the beach, basically.
You see?
So,
but you see how much money we could have saved on the fire pool? Just wait, a potter will phone me to get a free fire pool.
Oh, well, Jacob Zuma would fight with you that it's not a fire pool. And Gwede Montashe would say it's a fire pool that can also be used to extinguish
fire. It's not a swimming pool, it's a fire pool.
It's not a swimming
pool.
Get
out of here. Okay, Gweezy.
So how's Gweezy? He's your friend, by the way.
He's
a good friend of mine.
No, he's a good friend of mine. I like him. I supply him with all his suits.
Oh, okay. Oh, no wonder he's got better suits.
Yes,
now.
I get his suits from Outdoor Warehouse. They're old tents. And then I cut a hole in the top. And then Gwede walks around and goes, doesn't Gwede Montashe sound like he's DJ's booze dad? They've got that same deep. He sounds like a decommissioned Eskom power station. Ooh. Listen, Samkele, Thabo Mbeki helped build a black middle class. Where's that black middle class now? And don't say renting a studio flat in Midrand. Well, like, what's happened to them?
An indebted black middle class that owns nothing.
Exactly.
That middle class owns nothing. It's heavily indebted. As soon as you earn above a certain category in this country, you're dubbed middle class, yet you own nothing. You owe a house, you owe a car, you owe school fees at university, and you are literally living hand to mouth. So that particular black middle class is still there. It is arguably the most untrusted electorate within the country, which has ultimately turned on the ANC that has created that particular black middle class. It now votes for your Action SA. It now votes for your Rise Mzansi. Do they vote for Musi Maimane?
Oh, I have no idea. Does anyone vote for Musi Maimane? Musi Maimane vote for Musi Maimane. Shame.
And under Ali Payne.
SA sounds like a gynecology convention. What's he called again? What they called themselves?
What is every job in...
Nobody knows. We don't even know what his party is called. Why is the black middle class so broke? Why has the ANC not done a better job at fixing that?
Because they don't necessarily speak to the black middle class anymore. In fact, you'd find that a vast majority of South Africa's so-called black middle class or entry-level black middle class, because even with that middle class, there are various stratas. There's an entry-level strata, a middle strata, and an upper strata.
We should have like
class.
A name for that. You get the News Cafe middle class, the Conker middle class.
Oh, yes.
And the Maserati middle class.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And the Mashitile Waterfall Braai middle class.
Oh, no.
That's a whole other level. Yeah, you're not there. That's the Illuminati. I'm involved in that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, yeah. Oh, my God. SABC journalist dodging bullets. Okay, just calm down, you bastard puppet. SABC, no, I don't like being unemployed.
Maybe they'll just get me fired. Who
no,
knows?
Never. They don't fire puppets, please.
All I'll say is that the so-called black middle class, you go to a Protea Glen at the end of Soweto. Yeah. That particular area, which is bonded houses, a vast majority of those people vote for the Economic Freedom Fighters. That's arguably one of the best performing branches of the EFF in Protea Glen bonded houses, that they are paying bonds to the banks, which the EFF perceives as white monopoly capital, and you need to change South Africa's financial economic architecture and financial sector. So it's rather interesting that you are finding more and more black indebted South Africans, female and male, who are seemingly moving towards the Economic Freedom Fighters and shunning the African National Congress, because the ANC no longer speaks to the black middle class. For instance, where I stay, for an example, it's not an ANC ward, it's a DA ward. My services are provided by a DA
counselor.
Yeah, I
thought I smelled some racism when you came in here.
No. I'm not racist. All I'm saying is...
Exactly. That's what you say.
The ANC does not appeal to the black middle class.
No, I'm joking.
But I'm saying the ANC does not appeal to the vast majority of the black middle class. They donated that particular strata away because of the errors that they did whilst they were in power, the mistakes that were ultimately hurting the middle class. It may have been other factors that turned the middle class away from the ANC, but also there are the ANC's own goals, such as potholes, such as streetlights not working, no electricity, yet you are paying for all these services, yet you don't have them. And you are essentially, as a black middle class, subsidizing the poor, which is not wrong, by the way, because ultimately we need to have a step ladder that picks up everybody within society so that we can all be relatively equal at some stage, because we need to build a socialist country that operates within a capitalistic environment similar to China, by the way. John Steenhuisen might even agree with me, since he enjoyed himself in that trip he undertook with President Ramaphosa to China. So one may never know. You never know.
Stranger things have happened. Comrade John. Listen, man, everyone is struggling, Simkele. Everyone. Black people, white people, whatever race, Jay something from Mikasa is, everyone. Why is our economy not growing? Do you blame Gayton McKenzie?
Is Johan Rupert struggling?
Okay, that's not everyone. Okay. Oh, God, this guy went straight for the hole and just knocked it out. I think he's struggling with Ronald Lamola based on that last meeting at the White House.
Well, I wouldn't think he's struggling with Ronald Lamola, because he patted him in the back and said, this one is way better than that rebel rouser that you're seeing on the screen. So maybe Lamola is all set. Who knows? Maybe when he leaves government, when the national breadwinner taps you on the back and says, this one is a reformed one, it's better than that rebel rouser.
Come, Ronald. Come, plastic.
Well, he did say that we must have white girlfriends in order to end racism and to bring back the land.
Lamola
said that when I was deputy president of the Youth League.
Oh, who's that white girlfriends? I want to know if he's living up to his top deck fantasy revolutionary problems. That's great. But we must all have white girlfriends. Missy Maimani is ahead of the curve. Who knew?
And Dr. Josian Zoramokhupa.
Oh, yes. And I say, yes. Who's your daddy? Ramakhopa. Ramakhopa. That's what when I feel horny, that's I turn off the lights and go, Ramakhopa.
At least we have electricity.
Dirty. Say again?
At least we have electricity.
Well, you say that, but when you say it, suddenly it's gone. But we do have electricity. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. He's literally turning me on. Okay, listen. Is Floyd Shivambu's Afrika Mayabuya movement ever going to go anywhere? Oh, wow, another delay. The honesty of an SABC journalist.
Look, Floyd is not a mobilizer, first and foremost. He's an intellectual.
I've seen him do gym. He's got tackies.
Okay.
It sounded like a gym reference. I'm mobilizing. What do you mean he's not a mobilizer? You mean like
he's not a crowd puller.
Is the energetic one and Floyd not, is more the VBS one?
He's not. They're not both VBS guys.
That's true, actually. Everyone's VBS.
Julius will kill
everyone's
me for that.
A VBS guy.
His main target is Gauteng, where he wants to ultimately hurt the EFF. Because if we were to be an honest truth, looking at the electoral results, the EFF was big in Mpumalanga, while Jacob Zuma dealt with them there. Limpopo, they have not done exceptionally well. They are arguably crawling. The only thing they win is SRC elections. That does not translate to votes within like a provincial or municipality or a national election. They've done well in the Free State and Gauteng. So arguably, they are a four-province party, if one may to categorically be honest.
Yeah.
That they are not... Yes, they are the only party that can match the ANC pound for pound everywhere in having a presence in every ward, but they don't win wards at a large scale like the ANC, like the Democratic Alliance, which arguably wins wards in the suburban areas. I don't know if they've got a ward in a rural area. I've not seen a DA councillor in a rural area.
No, they don't go there. They walk.
Oh, they don't go there.
Chris Papas goes to a rural area, then runs back to it. Marisburg, I can't go. It's too rural for me.
Oh, Chris Papas. Oh, the Umgeni Mayor. Oh, Umfowethu Madoda.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, exactly.
All I'll say is that, they don't contest wards in rural areas and townships anymore. They leave that to the IFP.
Yeah, so they've just given up.
They've just given up and they've just adopted the IFP and said, no.
They're like the BE partner of the DA. You go win them for us. Go win them for us. And then bring them to us.
Well, my sister works for Shabisa, so I have got to be
nice. Oh, this guy. If there's any more captured, his name would be Arthur Fraser. That joke is way too high level for most people.
So they are the BE partner of the DA, as you, Chester, say, not as Simkele Maseko says.
Guys, dodge it. As you say. Said it. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm a puppet, but I'm not your puppet. Listen, Floyd left the ANC, then he left the EFF, then he left MK. Is that why the party's called Mayabuya? Because after all that leaving, he needs to do some returning.
Maybe he's got to return somewhere, but he's more SACP than ANC. Well, he couldn't even be expelled in the ANC because he said he was not a member. He was just a member of the Youth League.
I don't know how you cope with that. Is that actually what happened? I didn't know that. I thought he was... How does that work? No, I'm just in the Youth League.
You said I was just in the Youth League.
What a weird idea.
Very weird.
That's like, no, we're not We're not married. We're just dating while you're married. That's the stupidest argument I've heard in years. What a lot of cuck. Listen, Floyd wants to include religious and traditional leaders in government, like our Floyd, who art and Santon, hallowed be thy name. Is this really what South Africa needs?
Jacob Zuma wanted to include traditional leaders in the MK party, and they've seemingly shunned the MK party. Politics is politics. You will use people in order to climb up the ladder and also be within South Africa's political ecosystem. Once you are there and you are back in the fold and you're back in the thick of things, those that you promised down there, you will seemingly leave them behind.
Just forget about them.
You forget about them.
Like the whole of poor South Africa and the ANC. What do you mean we said we would help you? Get the hell out of here. I think Floyd's going to have a new type of BEE.
Well, Floyd is going to be a nemesis to Julius Malema.
That's true. He's definitely
going to be. He's going for the economic freedom fighters. But look, Floyd is a smart guy, and he appeals to black intelligentsia. Once Floyd is on a podium and he articulates your illicit money flows, he articulates South Africa's, he articulates the global financial architecture, he speaks about South Africa's economic trajectory, the nationalization of the mines, the expropriation of land without compensation. He articulates issues, particularly when it comes to the nationalizing strategic sectors of the economy. The guy is good. On an economic aspect, the guy is good. You can't fault him.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, South African politics is not for intellectuals. South African politics is for your individuals who can get onto a podium, who can speak to the issues South Africans are facing. I want to use a nice word. I don't want to say South African politics are for rebel
rousers. It's for stupid people.
No.
Have you seen Gayton?
Oh my God, I can't.
His son owes a 50 million rand football team. Where do you think he got the money, you bloody idiots? Every time a politician's son suddenly becomes a billionaire, we're all like, oh no, he was just very talented.
But Chester, you guys were all up in arms about Zuma's children, Duduzane in particular, and his interest with the Gupta.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, some kids of politicians, they are just getting away.
No, exactly. It's everyone. I don't trust any of them.
It's all of them.
Not one of them I trust.
It's all of them.
Yeah.
But
I think Floyd is going to have a new BE. He's going to be Bushiri Economic Department. Thank you. That's the joke that will make the episode. That's why you watch us for that kind of quality comedy.
Oh, yeah. He went to Bushiri. There was a flag of Israel behind them.
Oh, my God. There we go. Floyd, well done. Revolutionary right up until your minister turns out to be a Zionist
Israel.
Bastard.
I'm not saying he supports Israel. But Bushiri's church, there's an Israeli flag.
He supports a Zionist, now we know, so well done.
The Zionist killers.
The Zionist killers, Kabecha bastards. Listen, who is actually in charge of the DA these days? Is it Stiernason? Is it Zilla? Is it Elon Musk? I'm very confused.
Don't underestimate Gogs. Gog Helen?
Yes.
Oh, Chester, in South Africa, there are three politicians.
Yeah.
Three.
Who?
Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Mhlanganyelwa Zuma.
Yeah. Wow. You added another name I didn't know. That's amazing. Yes.
Helen. Helen Zille. Gogzilla.
Gogzilla, yeah.
Yes, that's another politician. Then, the ultimate comeback kids. All these three. Helen, Zuma, Julius Malema, and South Africa's enigma of politics 4. Cyril Matamela Ramaphosa.
Yeah, that guy.
That's the enigma of South African politics. So in South Africa, ultimately, I would say not even three, you've got four politicians. Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Zuma, Helen Zille, Cyril Ramaphosa, Julius Sillo Malema.
Yeah.
Those are the four politicians who've arguably been there and who've changed the landscape of this country politically.
They completely changed it. You think Gogzilla has some chutzpah, some vibes back still in her. You think she's going to win Joburg and Futsak, get out of here, whack, tweet everyone to death?
Look, I don't want to jump into the bandwagon of indirectly campaigning for Helen Zille, but all I can say
is that she's... Oh, it's too late. You're well in there.
No ways. Nope.
You're well in there. She's going to phone you, Samkele, and say, thank you, Samkele. Thank you. You're one of the good ones.
one of the good ones.
Yeah, that's what she's going to say. That's Helen Zille. She chooses her next black leader. No, my you're one of the good ones. Hello, Musi.
I'm not going to be getting a tap on the back from Johan Rupert like Lamula or getting
yeah, it's true. You got to do what you can. Helen. If you're Rupert is Zille, then good luck to you, my friend. You got to get your reparations somehow, and you do what you need
Look,
to do.
Look, Zille's going to give the political parties a run for their money in Joburg. But also Action SA is going to give political parties a run for their money, especially if they are to court the person I'm thinking about. It would be rather interesting to have the former chief whip of the former caucus leader of the DA against her former boss.
Oh, wow.
Knowing the fallout and how that person was sent to the United States of America to study for being a naughty girl.
Oh, my God.
So if they persuade that person to enter politics, it would be interesting if she'll agree.
Sorry, are we talking about Lindiwe Mazibuko right now?
I never mentioned it.
Oh, my God. You see, it's being all cryptic. Doesn't want to get into cuck. You say if Lindiwe Mazibuko makes a comeback and goes for Helen, she stands a chance to win some cuck that we never imagined. Oh, my God, I'm excited. Oh, I'm breathing very heavily now.
I don't know what you're talking about. Lindiwe Mazibuko
comes into the fray. No, Zach, Helen, Zach. Listen, do you think MKEFF and the ANC are ever going to join together? They can call themselves the Don't Invite Floyd to the Party Party.
As long as Jacob Zuma is still around and leads the MK party and Cyril still leading the ANC, that won't happen. But the ANC and the EFF will definitely work together, especially with the relationship Panya Zalusufi has with Julius Malema, Lebogang Mahile with Julius Malema. So it's a generational thing between those particular guys of Gauteng, and they will definitely work together. I don't see the DA and the EFF working together, or the MK party and the ANC is personal. Jacob Zuma and Cyril, it's personal hatred between the two of them. There's no politics between those, that particular battle. It's just personal.
Listen, the ANC is trying to renew. Isn't that like trying to make fax machines cooler again? There could be adverts with Gwede going, oh yeah, fax me harder.
It's like me going back to high school to go and pass physical science and mathematics with an A.
Are you saying you were bad at physical science and mathematics?
No, I was not bad. I passed physical science and mathematics, but I did not get an A to
study engineering. Oh, I understand. Okay, now that makes sense. Yeah,
So, for the ANC to...
It was quite a convoluted metaphor, Samkele. You know, as metaphors go, you really are one of the harder hitters. You could have knocked that one out of the park. You could have said, no, that would be like Fikile Mbalula opening his OnlyFans page again or something more honest. He had one. Do you know that?
Oh, what's I had one?
No, Fikile had an OnlyFans page. Oh, it was called Razmatazma Vazvaz. Why has Ramaphosa not been held to account for Pala Pala? Is Joshua Dorr part of the GNU? It's a couch joke. What the hell's going on?
Has the DA raised Pala Pala ever since they got into government?
Not once. They are opposing like a... They're just in on the ANC. They're basically ANC light.
Okay. Then you've got your answer.
That's true. That's how good I am. I'm now answering the question myself. Samkele Maseka, you were absolutely brilliant. I love you. You're amazing. I hope you keep a job after this. You're watching Real Problem, Chester Missing. Have a nice day. Bye.